This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts voters decided more than 2 years ago to make it legal to use marijuana recreationally. But the rollout of the recreational pot industry has been slow, and it's barely begun for two important sectors, minority entrepreneurs and residents of neighborhoods that have been disproportionately hurt by the war on drugs. And those are the people and the places the new law was supposed to help. The law mandates so-called equity programs to bring them into the business. Take a neighborhood like Mattapan on the southern end of Boston. About 90% of Mattapan residents are non-white. Three-quarters are black. Data show that people in Mattapan were disproportionately arrested for possessing and selling pot when it was illegal.
We have thousands of young people from this neighborhood and neighborhoods across the city who look like me who went to jail over this.
Former Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson says that's one reason he wants to open a marijuana dispensary in Mattapan Square. Jackson is awaiting approval from the city of Boston and the state. If he gets approved, he'll be a rarity. So far, the state's Cannabis Control Commission has given provisional licenses to only two businesses listed as owned by minorities. That's two out of a total of 118. Tito Jackson ran for mayor in the city's last election. Now he's CEO of a cannabis company, Verdant Medical. Not your typical career change.
The biggest reconciliation I had to have was with my mother. I also realized that there are individuals who are against cannabis as a whole. And we heard from some individuals, and I get that.
Jackson believes the marijuana trade that disrupted lives and families when pot was illegal could enrich lives now that it's legal. It'll produce jobs and bring families income. The Cannabis Commission cites one report that finds areas that experienced high arrest rates for drugs are also those most in need of economic development. But getting into the industry isn't easy.
The problem really is the barrier to entry is about $1 million per store. And understand, this is an industry that is unbanked. You can't go to the bank down the street and ask for a loan because it's not federally legal.
Jackson's company is getting capital from a Canadian firm that provides financial, legal, and technical support to cannabis entrepreneurs. He says he's working with the firm to help other people of color get the same leg up in the industry. He's not using the state's equity programs. Jackson has already picked out a property for his proposed shop. It's on busy Blue Hill Avenue. Right now, there's a check-cashing place here and a laundromat. Jackson wants to sell both medical and recreational marijuana and plans a lot of security.
You would actually have to buzz in. Then when you walk into that first area, you would be carded. Then we actually have another room after that. You would then sign in. We'd check your ID again. Then you would be on to the sales floor.
So this particular area of Mattapan Square, there are some people who say, look, for one thing, right next to the CVS, there is a health center.
Yeah.
And do you want people who come to the health center to handle their drug abuse problem to have to walk by a place that sells marijuana on the way there?
Well, actually, the CVS is in the health center. And when I go to Mass Ave and Melnia Cass, and I see a lot of folks who have issues, the issue that they have is typically with the opioid crisis. The front door of the opioid crisis is a CVS. They sell Percocet, Vicodin, Dilaudid, and OxyContin.
So for the people that you want to employ in this place, to what extent are you looking for people who have some kind of criminal record for nonviolent drug use?
I'm looking for at least 20% of individuals who have a CORI. It is the document that follows you if you've ever been arrested and or incarcerated. What I would like to see is the individuals who were arrested for this, they should be out of jail, and they should have an opportunity. And in any other space, you would call this transferable skills. They know about this plant. They know about the efficacy, and they know about the different types. Those individuals actually deserve to be able to be in this marketplace and to be able to take care of themselves and their families.
And Jackson wants most of his employees to come from the neighborhood.
I would love for, you know, over 50% of our folks to be able to walk to work. That means that the dollars that come from this dispensary will go back into the pockets of the people who are in this neighborhood and community, and that is critical.
That's my friend. How y'all doing?
As we're talking with Jackson, several people recognize him and fist bump him or wave.
My name's Lady Love. See, he know who I am.
Lady Love is Yolanda Neal Harris. She wants a job.
I need work.
Yes, ma'am.
Security, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But the first thing Harris tells Jackson is she's going to hold him to his pledge to hire local people to run his pot shop.
Local people of color. And then also, too, so those that, if it's legal, 21 and over, let's make sure it's like that for each neighborhood.
Tito Jackson says he wants Boston and Massachusetts to become the model for diversity in the cannabis industry. 9 other states have legalized recreational marijuana, but Massachusetts was the first to mandate an equity program to help those who are disproportionately hurt in the crackdown on pot.
This is about making sure that the doors of opportunity open in every neighborhood and every community, and that we lift people who had been left behind and lift communities that have been left behind.
Tito Jackson served on Boston City Council for almost 7 years. He is CEO of Verdant Medical. The company is proposing a recreational and medical marijuana dispensary in Mattapan. It's also looking to open shops in Provincetown and the North Shore town of Rowley, as well as a marijuana grow facility in that town. The State Cannabis Control Commission reports most people who have completed applications for recreational dispensaries are white. The panel is looking at ways to supplement its programs that are meant to bring about racial and economic equality in the industry. It's exploring ideas including no-interest state loans and a more streamlined application process.